The St. Louis Symphony doesn't rehearse on Mondays, so cellists Bjorn Ronheim and Ann Fagerberg are getting ready to play a concert instead. The process is the same as if the duo was at Powell Hall. Set up the stands, arrange the music, adjust the chairs, tighten the bow, tune the instrument, wait for the cue, and play. But their stage today is an open patch of floor in the St. Louis University Cancer Center's infusion room. Ronheim and Fagerberg's music can't fully drown out the beeping of machines or the snap of tourniquets and gloves, but there's a marked change in the atmosphere as they begin to play. One man gets a faraway look in his eyes, as if the music has triggered a memory of better days, and Mary Mounty leans back in her chair and closes her eyes.
Springtime and sunshine and all good things.
Mounty comes to SLU from Union, Missouri, 3 days a week to treat her acute myeloid leukemia, so she's familiar with the drudgery of chemotherapy.
Usually if you're just in there sitting, getting fluids or waiting for blood tests, there's nothing to do. But this gives you something to listen to and to focus on. It just makes you feel better.
The symphony's monthly performances came out of a 2010 committee that studied ways to manage the pain of cancer treatment, says Dr. Mark Varvaris. He's the director of SLU's Cancer Center.
The more we learned about music therapy, the more we decided that we wanted to know more about it and establish a program here.
A St. Louis Symphony staffer on the committee brought the idea back to the symphony, and about 2 years later, a music therapy program was born. Patients who must be hospitalized during their treatment receive one-on-one music therapy sessions. Students at SLU's School of Music play in the infusion center on the weeks the symphony musicians do not. Music therapist Crystal Weaver provides the individual treatment with help from music therapy students at her alma mater, Maryville University. She also helps the musicians select their repertoire. SLU is not the first cancer center to collaborate with its local orchestra, says Weaver, but the depth of that commitment plus the scope of the program make it unique.
That would be a nice feather in our cap if someday we were the gold standard of other cancer centers to follow throughout the United States of how to have a comprehensive music therapy program.
Research dating back to the 1940s has found that music reduces anxiety. But Varvaris, the cancer center director, says there aren't a lot of well-designed studies that evaluate the effect it has on pain. So using a grant from SLU President Lawrence Biondi's research fund, Varvaris will look at whether music therapy, either individually or in the infusion center, has tangible benefits.
We can tell that these interventions do make a difference. We just want to be able to further show medical professionals that this is a real intervention. It's not entertainment, because not everybody believes in it.
Varvaris says he expects positive results and ultimately cost savings for patients and the center. But he says SLU remains committed to the program even without scientific evidence of its success. And that's good news for symphony cellist Bjorn Ronheim. Any public performance is its own reward, he says, but the Cancer Center is one of the best venues.
A lot of us do education work, which is wonderful, but what a better way to help the community than actually helping people who are going through so much pain. I think it's really a wonderful chance for us to give a little gift.
Ronheim says the Infusion Center also gives the musicians a chance to play in smaller groups, something he especially enjoys doing with Ann Fagerberg. Fagerberg returns that compliment, and she says any apprehension she had vanished when she began to play.
The clapping at first, I thought, oh, you don't have to do that. But then I thought, you know, they should do whatever they feel comfortable doing. So it was perfect.
Both say if the opportunity presented itself again, they would return to the temporary stage, instruments in hand, to once again help the audience escape for just a little while. I'm Rachel Lippmann, St. Louis Public Radio.